the rest of the story. It was a rainy autumn afternoon when I journeyed to the downtown police station in St. Louis, Missouri, and asked if somebody could take me to cell number 8. The attendant told me that there is nobody in cell 8, hasn't been for 40 years. I explained that I'd heard how the cell had been sealed off, but I wanted to go in anyway. The attendant said, "I know what you're looking for, but it isn't there anymore. Try the police academy next door." Well, I did, because I was determined to learn the rest of the story. Starting with the Depression, 1929, Central District Police in St. Louis would open the holdover drunk tank on cold nights so that homeless derelicts from the city's streets, all of them miserable and most of them drunk, would have a warm place to sleep. At 6 the next morning, they were given a hunk of bologna, a slab of bread, black coffee, and sent on their way. Nobody ever remained in the holdover more than overnight. Nobody ever. One cold morning in the winter of 1930, when the 35 largish cells holding up to 8 men each had been emptied of their overnight guests, a janitor interrupted the rounds to rush wide-eyed into the office, urging the watch commander to come look in cell 8. On the iron-plated concrete wall between steel bunks was a portrait almost life-size of the crucified Christ. Who did that? The super wanted to know. But there was no way to know. Any of 300 men might have been held over in that cell. It was an informal detention, no head count, no roll call, no records. Even to the first observers, untutored in art, it was a most extraordinary sketch. But it was after scholars were summoned, art experts from Washington University, that the drawing was recognized as a masterwork. The artist, other artists agree, had a most extraordinary understanding of anatomy. Apparently, he had used graphite on a soft pencil, as others use charcoal. But that much area on that rough surface would surely have chewed up dozens of such pencils. In an effort to identify the artist, the Associated Press was enlisted. Their nationwide search turned up nobody. In 1932, the then chief of police sealed off cell 8 to protect the delicately detailed drawing. When the department was redistricted, the entire section of metal wall was carefully removed by museum-designated craftsmen with cutting torches, and the likeness of Christ was encased in glass and placed in the library of the police academy. I saw it there. Now, certainly I am no expert on art, but I have since talked to some who are, and with this that I am about to say, they agree unanimously. This degree of minute detail would be difficult on smooth canvas, unimaginable on crude iron. The eyes alone, just the haunting eyes, represent days of work, maybe weeks of work, under ideal circumstances. Under these circumstances, on a rough wall of a dank cell, with the nearest light from a single bulb in the corridor outside the cell? Well, nobody was ever in that cell longer than a few overnight hours. Nobody. Ever. So, this time, probably we will never know the rest of the story.